All right, we're on Daf Yud Chet tonight. So if you remember last night, I didn't put up the pictures, but if you remember last night, we had the pasim, those L-shaped partitions that surround the well and that permits you to carry on Shabbos. And that's a tremendous kula, leniency midrabanan. Even though the omed is merubah l'paritz, is more open than closed, the chamim were permitted to carry there. It was to help the oli regalim, the people making alila regel, that their animals can have water, and they were concerned people would be carrying. So that's the way it works. Okay, let me just mechalik. There's a difference between a bore and a be'er. A be'er, I dig a hole, I hit water. That's a be'er. And a bore is just like a cistern. In other words, it's like a sealed container. It collects rainwater, but it has no independent source of water. All right? So when we spoke about pasei bira'od, it means like bira'od are be'erot. And it means like wells. So these pasim are permitted for the wells. So we'll see what the halacha is with borot and other things in a minute. Okay, so I'm beginning from the Gemara on Yud Chet Amud Aleph, 18a, around the sixth line. So the Gemara says, Lema manitins lo kechananya. Should we say that our Mishnah is not in accord with the position of Chananya? Tani, we learned the Braisa, Osin pasin labor, v'chabal l'shayara. The Tanakhama says, we can make pasim for a boar. Pasim are those, you know, little partitions that we spoke about yesterday for the boar. So the boar is the pit. V'chabal l'shayara. And then you could also, for a shayara, make a caravan, make an inferior partition with the ropes, which we said is just an Erev. But here's Chananya. V'chananya omer, chavalin labor. You can only use the chavalin for the boar. In other words, the inferior partition I'll use for the boar, avalo pasim, not the pasim. So we assume that Chananya says you can never use pasim. Pasim are those L-shaped wedges we spoke about yesterday. So you're out of the picture with the pasim, according to Chananya. So the Gemara says, afilu teima Chananya. You could even say that our Mishnah is in accord with Chananya. Boar l'chud, be'er l'chud. The Gemara says there's between a boar and a be'er. So be'er, it's an ongoing source of water. It doesn't dry up. So there, Chananya says, I could use the pasim. But a bore has a limited amount of water. Once the water dries up, there's no more water. So Chananya was concerned that if I would permit people with these pasim to use it for a bore, that at some point the bore will lack water and they'll still continue to carry in that area. So the kula drabanan was only when there's water, but there's no water, there's no kula. So that's the reason why Chananya says, or we think he says, only for a bear and not for a bore. And our mission is talking about a bear, and he was talking about a bore. Let me just do a few more lines, then I'll talk further. Ikata Amri, others say, that since Chanan doesn't say that you can make ropes for the boar and pasim for the bear, in other words, this is assuming if the Ikad Amri is assuming there is a chiluk between boar and bear. In other words, in the Ikad Amri, we assume there would be a chiluk between a boar and a bear. A boar, again, is a cistern, and a bear is a well. So he says, since Chanani, when he articulated his position, he didn't say, osin chavalim labor. For boar, I don't permit pasim, but I permit chavalim, ropes, you know, which is an inferior type of partition, upasin labor, and then pasin labor. But that's not what he said. He only said, all he said was, osin pasin labor. So, mechlal, the Chanani lotion abor, lotion abor. So, it sounds like there's no distinction between boar and be'er, according to Chananya. In other words, we think that Chananya has the same rule for both. So, chavalin in pasim lo. So then the implication would be that he only permits you to use, like, the ropes, and then that would be the partition, but not pasim. So, leimanitin lo kechananya. If, assuming that we're correct, so should we say our mission is like not like Chananya? Chananya holds I need ropes. Our mission says, at least for the be'er, I can use the pasim, those little wedges. So the Gemara says, afilu teima Chananya. I could even say our Mishnah is in accord with Chananya. L'mai dekamar Tanakama kama hadrele. Meaning, Chananya is just responding to the Tanakama. The Tanakama said, osin pasim the boar. Tanakama was only referring to a boar. So Chananya says, you can't make pasim for the boar, but you could use ropes for the boar. But in Achinami, Chananya could hold that you could use the pasim for a bear. There he could hold it for the bear. All right, let me pause for a second. I see somebody doesn't look so good here. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I said so far? I saw you, Yosef. I saw you. I knew this is not good. Okay, what's the problem?
I missed the second one, Ikad Amri. I didn't understand it.
Okay, so in this Ikad Amri, the Gemara says that since Chananya doesn't make the distinction between boar and be'er, Mistama, he has the same rule for both. that I need the rope, that the ropes are good for both, and the possum are not good for either. That's what we assume. So the Gemara says, no. Hananiah, he doesn't mention both because the Tanakhama didn't mention both. So Hananiah is only responding to the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama only mentioned the boar. So Hananiah right. only mentions the boar. But in Achinami, the Be'er, he'll hold the possum are good for it. All right? And we gave a svara why it would be good for the bear, not by the boar. As a matter of fact, let me do the Rashi on that. Let's look at the Rashi, which is around the 20th narrow line. Dibor Machil Boar. Everybody have me? We're on Yudchet Amud Aleph. So Boar, Mayim Mechunasim. Boar is the cistern. So Boar, Mayim Mechunasim, Avidi Depaski. There are gathered waters, but they come to a halt. In other words, it gathers rainwater, whatever. At a certain point in time, you don't have water anymore. Umishum Hachi Asar Hananiah. That's why Hananiah prohibits the pasim with the boar, the zimnin de paski maya. Sometimes the water will come to a halt and there's no more water left there. Ubatli mechitzot, and then the mechitzot aren't good anymore because the mechitzot are dependent on having water. He says, velo hutru pasibi raot, el name man shall behemoth ole regalim. The only heter was to give water for the behemoths. Once I don't have that heter, I can't carry anymore there. Okay, everybody good with this? All right, moving on. Okay, let's take a look for the end of the Gemara. Okay, we're on the 10th line down, or 15th line, somewhere around there. So the Gemara says, Lema nitin lo Rabbi Akiva. Should we say our Mishnah is not in accord with Rabbi Akiva? Is it none? Because we learn the Mishnah, this is later on in our Masechta, a few days from now. Echad be'er harabim, ubor harabim, ube'er hayachid, osan pasim. So Rabbi Akiva says, I can make the pasim of those partitions, I can make it for be'er harabim, for a well that's used by the public, for bor harabim, for the boar that's used by the public, and he says, ubeir yachid. Now, Rabbi Akiva's svara is that one, if the water keeps going, I'm good, but if the public is using it, everybody will remind everybody not to use it when the water runs out. So Rabbi Akiva's matir, the be'er harabim, but actually the be'er yachid and the be'er harabim. So if it's a well, he's matir with the pasim, and the boar rabim, a boar that's used by the public, he's also matir, because everybody will remind everybody there's no more water, you can't carry there anymore. It's just boar hayachid he prohibits. Aval boar yachid, osan lo mechitza gevoa asar tefachim de Rabbi Akiva. If it's a boar yachid, you need a partition that's 10 tefachim high, which means a regular type of mechitza. He says, ve'ilu hacha katani lebi ra'od. But in our Mishnah, we learned that you can only make pasim for the bi ra'od. Bi ra'od are the be'erot. For the wells, not for the boar. So Rabbi Akiva holds the boar rabim, I can make the pasim. Tana Bar Mishnah says they can only pasim for a be'er. So the Gemara says, Labibra odin, labor lo. So the Gemara says, I feel tame Rabbi Akiva. I could even say our Mishnah could be reconciled with Rabbi Akiva. He says, Be'er mayim chayim dipsikale, lo shana de rabim, lo shana de yachid, katani. In other words, the Tana here is only teaching me like the absolute halacha that he doesn't have to get into details with. So when it comes to be'er, he can say absolutely, pasim are always good for be'er. It doesn't mean it was a matter if it's a be'er rabim or be'er yachid. It's like pashut, it's permissible. He says, bor machunasim lo psikale, but the bor with gathered water, the cistern, it's not so clear cut, because only for the rabim is permissible, not permissible for the yachid. He says, lo katani. So he doesn't teach it to me. So I could say the Mishnah is in accord with Rabbi Akiva. It could be the Tana of the Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds a bear is always permissible, but a boar, harabim, is permissible, boar yachid is not permissible. But it could be the Tana Mishnah agrees with that. He doesn't, the only reason he mentions pase bi ra'ot for the be'erot, because that's like a clear-cut halacha. It applies across the board. Board doesn't apply across the board. He didn't teach it. Let me just do a Rashi on that as well. Let's take a look. If you look at the Rashi, Dibra Machil Bur Harabim, it's around midway down the narrow lines in the Rashi. Ipaski Maya Midkriya Hadade Blomatatli Hatam. If the water comes to a halt, everybody will remind everybody if it's Bur Harabim. Okay, any questions on that? Everybody good?
So our Mishnah didn't mention anything about a public pit.
That's correct.
And Rabbi Akiva allows it.
That's
anyway.
Correct. But it could be the Tana Bar Mishnah also agrees with that.
Didn't mention anything because it's talking about a
It's too
well.
Complicated. This, that, the other. I'm teaching the basic halacha. So pasibi raud is fine. Okay, now, next halakha. So, Lema Manith and Lok Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Should we say our Mishnah is not in accord with the Tana Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? It did not, because we learn in the Mishnah, again, this is on Chaf Beis, which is Shabbos is Chaf. So, Chaf Beis is Monday, Monday's Daf. He says, Lema Manith and Lok Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Did not, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Ein Osin Pasin Elober HaRabim Bovad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is the most Chamar Shita. He says, the Pasim are only good for the public Be'er. So your private bear, not good. It's only good for the public bear. So he says, from the Mishnah, it sounds like biraot or permissible. It doesn't matter if it's public or it's private. So it sounds like our Mishnah is not according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So the Gemara says, you could say our Mishnah also accords with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So in other words, it's not clear what the Tana of our Mishnah holds. He could agree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava as well. He says, my biraot, when he says osin pase biraot, what does he mean? Biraot dama. He means in wells in general. In other words, he's not getting into details. He's saying pasin le biraot. He says, but in Achinami, he could hold. It's only for biraot derabim. He could hold that, but he's just not getting into details with it. That could be. So, all right. Let me just do two more lines. So my diyumdin, we mentioned in the Mishnah, and diyumdin are those L-shaped wedges. My diyumdin, Rabbi Yirmi ben Lazar, diu amudim. Diu is like two in French, right? For Olivia, diu is French, but so diu, I don't know if it's in Greek, whatever, but two walls, two posts. That's what I'm saying. Diyumdin are two posts. Michael, you want to say something? No, you're good.
Duo.
Yeah, right. Oh, same idea, the same root. All right. So.
You talk in Hebrew about a du-siach.
Right. Dialogue. A dialogue is du-siach, right? That's a modern Hebrew word, clearly, or I think. Anyway, now, all right. So in summary again, let's just summarize the whole sugya. So the Mishnah taught me that I make pasim le-bira'ot. I make pasim for the bira'ot, which we came to learn means the be'er, the well. And it didn't say rabim, yachid, bor, anything like that. It just says pasim le-bira'ot. So then we learned that according to Hananya, it only works for a well. It doesn't work for a boar. So, but it could be that the Mishnah agrees with that because biraot means a bear. So that's you know, no problem with that. Then we had the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says the pasim work for the bear harabim, the bear hayachid, and the boar harabim. And it could be the Mishnah agrees with that as well. He's just teaching me the be'er across the board. He doesn't get into the din of a boar. Then we learned the position of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is the pasim are only good for be'er harabim, but it could be the Tana Mishnah agrees with that as well. He just didn't get into details with it. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, moving forward. Let's see, let's keep going. All right, now we're at the two dots. We're midway down the column, Yud Chet Amud Aleph. Diu Lemenuda Shevach Zunit Nit Kalkel Bemida Shlosha Siman. Those are the mnemonic devices for the coming sukkahs. So Tanana Tam, we learn in the Mishnah over Masechet Damai. Now the Gemara, having brought up the idea of Diu too, gets into other things where it mentions Diu too. He says, we learn in the Mishnah Masechet Damai, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol HaShitim Peturim, that all the shitin are like inferior figs, are patur from the din of Damai. In other words, Damai, if I buy the produce from the Yom HaAretz, so I have to take maaser from it. We went through this because most of them did take maaser, but some didn't. So I have to take, Chamim said I have to take maaser. But here we see in the shitin, these inferior figs, they'll take maaser because it's like so lousy, they don't mind taking maaser from it. So even all the Amiaris will take maaser from it. Chutz min ha-dufra, except for the dufra fig, then that has a din and demai. So my diufra, what's diufra? And that's our diu thing. Amar ula, ilano said diu peru pashana. It's a tree that has like two seasons of fruits each year. I'm not an expert on the trees. I wish I had somebody who was a botanist, but it has, you know, comes up with fruit, and then later on in the year it comes up with another crop of fruits. So that's diu, that was the connection. So again, we're going from item to item, we're connecting diu. So I'm Rabbi Yirmi ben Lazar, diu parts of panim, ahilu adam rishon. So now we're getting to adam rishon, a whole series of agada, because it says that man had two like figures, you know, the parts of panim is like the face, whatever. He says, shenemar achor bakedem tzartani, that you formed me, meaning adam rishon is speaking from behind and from the forward. So that's, he had two parts of him, and he was that like one figure facing forward, one figure facing back, one man, one woman. So it says in the Torah, Hashem built Chava from the Tzela. So Tzela, what you should say, is a rib. Rashi here means it means a side, whatever. So he says, Rabu Shmuel Chadamar parts of. One says it means like the figure, like he built it up from the figure. But Chadamar Zanav, one says it from the tail. Rishlemi the Mandamar parts of. So the one who says parts of a figure, so I understand the pasuk, achorva kenem sartani, you fashion me from the back and from the forward, so it's like two people. Now the mandamar zanav, but according to the opinion that he fashioned chava from a tail, Adam had a tail, so he says, maya achorva kenem sartani, what does it mean from behind and from forward? Kid rabbi ami, damar rabbi ami, achor lamase breshi v'ken l'purana. So achorva kenem doesn't mean like, you know, like physically from behind and from forward, but it means that you created me the last of the creation, and then I was first in punishment. So with Masei Bereishis, man was created last. Clearly, that's mafurish. What does it mean, first in punishment? So he says, if we'll say that when man was punished after eating from the Eitz Hadad, so but he wasn't first in punishment. First in Nachash is punished. Then Chava is punished. Adam was last over there. He wasn't first. Ella l'mabul. So he says it's a reference to the Mabul, at the time of the Mabul in Parshat Noach. So everybody was mashchit. They went off the derech. They were, you know, having relations with all different types of animals and bestiality and things like that. So God blotted out all the living creatures from man to behemah. Man is mentioned first, so that would be the reference. Okay, second medium wide line. Bishleim l'mandamar partsof, according to the one who says it means like the figure. Remember we said that was when Hashem built Chava, he built it from from the figure, right? So the tzela is the parts of. So the shleim l'madam are parts of. Vayitzer train yudin. So vayitzer is spelled with two yuds. So there's like allusion there to two creations. Vayitzer is to create. So two yuds is like a reference, an oblique reference to two beings. You know, that he created Adam and Chava, the parts of each had a figure. He says, El Mandamar Zana, but if you say that he took a tail off of Adam Arishon and created a woman from it, Maiva Yitzer. So Kedrashim and Pazi, Zamashim Pazi, Olim Yitzri, Olim Yotzri. Shim Pazi says, like, when I'm trying to do the right thing, I have woe for my Yetzahara that's trying to do the wrong thing. And when I do the wrong thing, I have to worry about Yotzri, God who creates me. So Vayitzer is alluding to, you know, man's, you know, unique nature that he's with, you know, the cheshbon before a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Yetzahara and everything else. All right. Now, b'shleim l'mandam are parts of, I mean, animals also have a Yetzer, but man has the cheshbon before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All right. Now, b'shleim l'mandam are parts of, according to the opinion, says that it's a figure, Haidu Tziv, Zachar Nekiv Abraham. So it's a pasuk that he created a man, male and female, he created them. Elamandamar Zanav, my Zacharnikiv Abraham. So what does it mean that he created male and female? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abahu Rami, Ktiv Zacharnikiv Abraham. One pasuk says he created the male and female. Uktiv Bitsamlo Kimborada Oto, and says that he created him. So, Bitchila Al Tabama Shava Labroch Shnayim. Initially, the thinking was to create two beings. And in the end, only one was created. So this is difficult. The article mentions, like, the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't have the beginning thinking, end of thinking, everything is one with him. So I saw Rabbi Packer today, but he, I think he was saying, like both aspects were present in the creation. And that's all I have on that. All right, let me do a few more lines, and I'll pause. B'shleim l'mandam are parts of Hanelti b'yiskur basar tachtena. So if you say it's a parts of a figure, it's understand that he closed flesh underneath it. In other words, he's doing, like, you know, like it's like doing surgery on Siamese twins or whatever. He says, Elamandamar Zana, but according to the opinion that he fashioned woman from the tail, my by scorbasar tachtena. What does it mean that he my by scorbasar tachtena? I'm gonna be tamer of Yermia, be tamer of Nachbar Yitzchak, Lenischal Makom Chetech. And it was the place of the incision where the tail was, he filled it in with flesh. All right, let me pause for a second. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Nobody?
What is the scriptural proof text for the tail?
So I don't. It says Vayiven from the Sela, Vaykacharat Sela. He took it from the side of the of woman. So
the tail is not the side.
Well, that's all I can say. That's all I have for you, Olivia. I don't know more about that. Okay.
Wait, I've never heard of that. Is
listen to you. You stay with Daf Yomi. You'll hear all sorts of things you never heard of, Olivia. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see further. All right. Now. All right. Okay, so we're at the third very wide line downstairs. So according to the opinion, it says that woman was created from the tail, so it said Vayiven, he built her up from like that. Elamandamar parts of my Vayiven, if it's like the figure, so what's he building up? That he built the tzela means that he braided her hair. He says, and he brought Bebiyal Adam Rishon, he brought Chava Adam Rishon, because in these cities by the sea, they call Kalita, like the braided hair or the hair, the way it's set up, Benita. So Vayiven Hashem Elokim et Hatzela means he prepared her hair and she looked beautiful to meet Chava, to meet Adam. Devar Acher, Vayiven Hashem Elokim, Amar Rav Chista, V'yomi Lama Nitzatana. So Rav Chista says, another thing we learn in Braisa, Malish B'nachash Baruch Hu L'Chava Kibinin, that Hashem built Chava like a structure, Kibinin Otsar, like a silo, but their silos weren't like our silos, they're like, it's like not like a pyramid, but it's like a cone. He says, "Ma otzar zeracha milamata v'katzar milamala." Just like the otzar is wide at the bottom and narrow at the top, and that was just storing grain, so the structure would be wider at the bottom, and narrow at the top. Kedil kabilat ha'peirot, afa ishta rechav milamata k'sar milamala kedil kabilat ha'vlad. Like the woman, she's got a wider hips, we'll say, and like a wider womb, so she can handle the child. Vayivyel Adam, he brought Chava to Adam. L'meish Hashem Baruch Shoshvinu Adam Rishon. He just said Hashem behaved like a groomsman to Adam Rishon. Like the Shoshvin is like a friend of the groom. He ushers him around at the wedding. So that's what Hashem was with Adam Rishon. Mikan LeGadol Shoshvinu LeKatan. From here, see the Gadol, and was. Person shouldn't say it's beneath my dignity to serve as a shoshvin to this person, because a Kaddish Baruch Hu served as a shoshvin to Adam Rishon. He says, Ve'al Yeralo, Ulamandamar parts of, I mean, I was psychic ratio. The important opinion is parts of a figure, so which one walked in front, the male or the female? So Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak, Mistabr Zachar, psychic ratio. It's more logical that the male part worked forward. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Lo Yalecha Damachore Isha Baderech. Person should not walk behind a woman on the pathway. Bafilu hi ishto, even if it's his wife, he shouldn't walk behind her. Nizdamna al hagesher yisal kinu sadim. Let's say he's on a bridge, and it's difficult for to walk by the side of him, but he should still pass her. Bechola over akore isha benahar in lochel lom above. A person walks behind a woman in the river, they lift up their clothes. It's like the idea is it's like Megara the Yetzirah. When I walk behind the woman, like, you know, you're checking her out, you're looking at her. So it's not Derech Eretz that a man should walk behind the woman. All right, who's the question coming from? What do you got for me, Michael? What's up?
But this is in one corpus.
It's true. But he's saying
you can't see, there wouldn't be vision.
You're not looking at her.
Yeah. So actually, it's interesting. The article said they're back to back. I spoke to Rav Schechter many months ago about the Sugya, and the way he was talking, he didn't think it was back to back. He thought it was like both facing in the same direction. But even if I assume it's back to back, there's a certain Derech Eretz saying like the man shouldn't walk behind the woman. Even if he's not
Had no choice.
Yeah,
one corpus.
Yeah, but I'm saying even if he's not seeing her, it's not Derech Eretz to walk behind the woman. It's
so that's because he can look at her, but here he can't look at her.
Yeah.
Were Adam and Chava created with language?
Okay, just one second. In footnote 8 in the art scroll, he says, since the reason for not walking behind one's wife is only because of proper manners, as opposed to the more serious problem of gazing less than a woman, he is not required to go out of his way to move in front of his own wife. But he's saying, like, one idea is you check out the woman, but the other is, like, proper Derech Eretz is not to walk behind the woman. So I don't know what more to say about that, but it sounds like it's more than just looking at her. That's what it sounds like. All right. Wait, who asked another question? You said about language? Who said what?
Yeah, me. Were they created with language? I know
so,
that they...
Well, according to Chazal, the world was created with Lashon Kodesh. So it sounds like they're speaking Hebrew in the Gan Eden. That's what it sounds like.
The 22... In what? The 10 utterances, they created the alphabet, Aleph Til Taf.
Say, repeat again. I couldn't hear you.
I was going to say the ten utterances, the alphabet was created.
Esther Mamarot, Nivra HaOlam. So the Esther Mamarot, when Nivra HaOlam, you mean that those Mamarot were in Hebrew, you mean, right?
Yeah, so also another thing, the tail, the other place we have the tail is in by Achashverosh, by Vashti, but the Chofetz Chaim has a different take on it. He says that she was the tail end. From Nebuchadnezzar. In other words, Nebuchadnezzar sent. There was a whole thing with him sending a thank you to, sending a letter to Yerushalayim about
to Chizkiyah.
To Chizkiyah, so that she was had he walked one more step. So right. That's called the tail end, but it wasn't a tail literally.
All right, so I think you're missing different Gemaras. In other words, the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions a part about that with Nebuchadnezzar was stepping forward. But Chazal,
but she was an ancestor.
She ended up growing a tail, I think. All right, let me go further than the Gemara. Okay, is that it? Any other questions? Okay, moving forward.
If they were one corpus, when were they separated?
That when it says by even in a tzela, in other words, that when it says that he took the tzela from Adam Rishon, it means according to one.
So at the time that Chava was created.
Right.
So then that answers Michael's question. He could walk behind her if he wanted to, because they were, as soon as she became his wife.
No. In other words, they're one body. They're connected. So the Gemara says, which one walks forward? So Michael says, what difference does it make which one walk forward? The reason for the man not being able to walk behind the woman is that he's like gazing lustfully at her. That's what Michael was asking. So if they're one body back to back, so first, it's not so pashut.
Like in Dr. Doolittle.
First of all, it's not so pashut that it's back to back, because when I spoke to Rav Schechter many months ago, he was saying that they were both like face forward, one was in front of the other one. But even assuming they're back to back, it sounds like in the Gemara, it's the meat of Derech Eretz also that a man shouldn't walk behind a woman. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, the two dots. So Tana Rabbanan, we're in the Braisa, Hamratza Maud Leisha, Miyado Liado, if a person's counting out money from his hand to her hand, or Miyado Liado, or from her hand to his hand, Bishvil Shista Kelba. In other words, he really is interested in gazing at her. Like, Histaklut means, like, you're, like, gazing at her. So that's what he's really interested in. So he's counting out the money, or taking the money, so he has a chance to kind of look at her. So he says, "Afilu domen l'Moshe Rabbeinu shekbil Torah mihar Sinai." Even if, in other respects, he, this person, is like Moshe Rabbeinu, and who was mekabel Torah mihar Sinai. And Rashi says that he got the Torah from Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it sounds like he's working Miyad Liyad. He says, "Lo yina kemi dina shel Gehenim." He won't be absolved from the din in Gehenim. He says, "Valav ktuv omer Yad Liyad lo yina ke ra." He says that Yad liyad, you won't be absolved of evil. Lo yinakem b'dino shel Gehenim. So it sounds like from Rashi, even if you had the yad liyad, like the Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, but you're doing this yad liyad, you're going to be in gehak tzuris. That's the way it sounds like. Okay, Amrav Nachman, Manoach ama aretz haya. Manoach was the father of Shimshon Agibor. So Manoach was an Ama Aretz. Shenemar Bayakam Ayelach Manoach Achrei Ishto. So Manoach walked after his wife. So Matkiv Lor of Nachmar Yitzchak. So Nachmar Yitzchak asked the question, Elamiata Gabi Elkana Dethi Bayelach Elkana Achrei Ishto Hachanami. So Elkanah was the father of Shmuel and Avi, and he himself, Elkanah, was a Navi. So it says Bayelach Elkana Achrei Ishto. So if you look on the right, there's a blurb in the brackets from Rabbi Shai Pick Berlin, and you see it on the right hand, in my Gemara, it's on the right hand column. So he quotes from Tosfos in Brachot. He says, "Gabi Elkana, the Tiba Elkana Achrei Ishto, Shibashu Shein Pasuk Zeh B'Chol Mikra Lo Garsinan Lei." So Tosfos says over there that's not correct. In other words, there is no pasuk so it doesn't belong in the Gemara. That's what he wants to say. Now, he says, "V'gabi Elisha d'chtiv v'yachem elach achareha." But Elisha says he went after the Shunamid. He goes, it follows the Shunamid. So that's, I think, when the Shunamid comes and says, "My son died. Can you help me out or whatever?" And then he follows her. So hachanami, does it mean that they were physically following the women? He says, "Ela achrei divareba asta," means that they followed her metaphorically. They're following her counsel. They followed her words, not that they're like physically following the women. So hachanami achrei divareba asta. So when it says vayinilach manoach achrei ishto, doesn't mean that he's following her physically, but he followed her etza, like whatever she said. That's what it means. You know, over the years I've dated, you know, different women, girls from different types of communities. So there was one girl, I remember I dated her, it's stuck in my mind. I remember, like, she was very careful to walk behind me. Like, when I remember she was obviously from a very social circle. But that stuck in my mind. Like, the more modern girls, like, come on. This girl was, you know, like, you're in first and I'm following you. Okay, so let's take a look back in the Gemara. According to the way that we thought initially that Noach was an Am Haaretz, because we thought that he was following his wife, the way that we thought, but we rejected it, he says, Afilu Beirav Nami Lo Kara. So according to that supposition, he really didn't even know psukim that are taught, like in Cheder, to yeshiva students. He says, "V'lo l'vnei aish," that Rivka, she's following Eliezer, and to go back to Yitzchak, so she follows him. She doesn't go in front of him. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Acharei arei v'lo acharei isha." Sometimes I think about this when I'm walking on the sidewalk. It's more preferable to follow a lion than to follow a woman. In other words, you don't want to be behind either one. Each one is in danger. I mean, the simple shot is, with a lion, I'm in physical danger. If I'm going acharei isha, I'm in, like, spiritual danger, because I'm, like, you know, checking her out. He says, "Acharei isha v'lo acharei avodah kochavim." It's more preferable to follow a woman than to follow Avodah Zarah. And to follow Avodah Zarah, like, gets me involved with Avodah Zarah, that's much worse, even though Acharei Isha is also bad. He says, "Acharei Avodah Kochavim, lo Acharei Beit HaKnesset B'Shah Shetzibur Mipalim," is the way the Bach has it. It's more preferable to follow Avodah Zarah than to be behind the shul when the Tzibur is Mipalel and not go in. Meaning, the way the Maharsha explains that, they have this in the Art Scroll, that with Avodah Zarah, like a lot of Avodah Zarah, you believe, like, maybe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you believe in other powers as well. But if you're going behind the shul and everybody's davening and you're not joining them, it's like you're rejecting tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like more of a fundamental rejection. So the Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, all right, let me pause. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let me keep moving. But Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Lazar, Kol Otan Hashanim she'Adam Rishon b'Nidui, all the years that Adam Rishon was a Nidui. So the Gemara takes it, after the incident with the Eitz Hadad, Adam Rishon was a Nidui, like excommunication or banishment, for 130 years. He says, Holid Ruchin v'Sheidim v'Lilin. He gave birth to, like, spirits, like demons, and Lilin, like all these different spirits. Shenemar, Vayichidam Shloshim Hashana, Vayulibid Mutol Kutsamo. The man lived 130 years. Then he gave birth to somebody in his image, like a human. He says, Mechlal Dada Idna Labitsama Olid. So the Gemara says, so up in other words, now he's Molid. Like, the Pasuk says, Vayolid Bidmuto Kitsamo. So why not Vayolid? He gave birth. What's Bidmuto Kitsalmo? That up until now, he'd been giving birth to things that weren't Bidmuto Kitsalmo. So Meitve, Hayar Reb Meir Omer, Adam Rishon Chasikadolaya. So yes, Adam Rishon, from the Brisa, Reb Meir says that he was very pious. Kimishrat Shinikdesam Mital Yado, when he saw that he brought death to the world through his Averu with the Eitz Hadad, Yashabatanit Meush Soshim Shana. He fasted for 130 years. I assume it means he ate at night or whatever, but he fasted for 130 years. So Upirish Menaisha Meush Soshim Shana. He was celibate for 130 years. He says, Behela Zarze Tenima Basro Meush Soshim Shana. He put, like, these fig branches on his flesh for 130 years. So they quoted in the Art Scroll, they quoted in footnote 23, they quoted from the Yad Yosef and the Benayahu, that it says that he distanced himself from the three factors that causes Aveira. His sin was eating, so he fasted. And it was the 8th day of Tzedat, so he's fasting for 130 years. He followed the eights of his wife to eat the fruit, so he abstained from relations with her. In other words, like he's distancing himself from the wife. And then the forbidden fruit was a fig, according to some opinions, so he's wearing these prickly fig branches to atone for it. Anyway, so the point is that he's not having relations with his wife for 130 years, so how did he give birth to all these spirits? So the Gemara says, Kikam Rinan Hahu B'Shichvat Zera D'Chaza La'Onse. It means like somehow from his Shichvat Zera, that he's, that in other words, his semen that he emitted, not through having relations, that these spirits came out of that. All right, I don't have more to say on that. Anybody want to say anything? All right, let me move on.
They're not physical kids.
Right, they're not physical kids. Okay, I mean the implication is that when you're motzi shichvat zera, it's an aveira, and you're creating these demons as a result of being motzi shichvat zera. That's the implication. In other words, you're not using the shichvat zera to create a child. So that's the implication. Okay.
Steinsaltz quotes that from Rav Haigon.
That what?
That concept. That material released by the man accidentally, okay, is used by spirits to form different creatures in a process resembling conception and birth.
All right.
They're not people, but destructive forces.
All right. One second. Let me see here. All right. Okay, let's go further. Okay, we're on the second medium wide line. Like some of a person's praise you say in his presence, but not everything in the person's presence. He says, when Hashem is speaking to Noah, he says, I saw you're a tzaddik. Simple pshat is, and there's different, Rav Simon and his Sefer has got different pshatim on this, but the simple pshat is, tzaddik tamim is a higher level than a plain tzaddik. So the Torah describes Noach as a tzaddik tamim. When Kadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Noach, he says, you're a tzaddik levanai bador azeh. And so there's another pshat that Rav Simon has said over. It's like different mepharshim bring down that Noach lived through two generations, through the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaPalaga. So the Dor HaMabul, they were mushkat on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. In other words, 1177. Mushkat on, right. In other words, they were mushkat like with arayot and things like that. In other words, with like sexual lust, they were mushkatim on those things. And the Dor HaPalaga, they were messed up in their dayot. So he says, so a person is like more mugbal in like in terms of a riot and things like that, he's called a tzaddik. So when Hashem says to Noach, you're a tzaddik bador hazeh, in this generation you're a tzaddik. And then it says, when Noach ish tzaddik tamim ayah bador otav, in the generation of Dor HaPalaga, he was a tamim, and it was his faith in God was pure, so complete. So that's tamim. In other words, it's not related to Bafanov Shlo Bafanov. It's just in terms of what generation you're talking about. So one generation he was a tzaddik compared to what they were doing. The other generation he was tamim compared to what they were doing. Okay, so he says, "Va'am Rabbi Yeri ben Lazar, Ma'idati v'neil Isaiah Terapafia." It says that the Yonah, he's like Noach. He opens up the teva. He sends forth the dove, and the dove comes back with a olive leaf. You know, like we don't even say like an olive branch, you know, in her mouth. So Ali Zayit is an olive leaf, taraf ripped off, befia, in her mouth. So Amra Yonah Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Yumizona Time, Meroren Kizayit, and Mesurim Biyadcha. I prefer that my sustenance be bitter like the olive, but at least it's directly from you. Biyayu Metukin Kitvash, rather than having like sweet food, like honey, getting it from man. So k'tiv hacha taraf, u'k'tiv hatam hatrifin lechem chuki. So taraf means ripped off, but here in the other pasuk, hatrifin lechem chuki means give me my daily bread. So taraf can be a word for meal. So it says v'nei ale zayit taraf b'fia. So the drasha is b'fia is the tefila. The yonah can be like as if making a tefila, that let the zayit, let the ale zayit, that the leaf be my meal. So I was speaking to Rav Packer today. He's the Shul Meshiv of the Beis Medrash, and he was saying that it meant that the Yonah wanted to have a direct relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu rather than get the food from man. In other words, I want to have a whole, you know, kesher with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Any house where the words of Torah are heard at night, the house is not destroyed. There's different ways you could darshan this out. In other words, if a person is no tain smiro belayla, gives song at night, but it means the song of Torah at night, he's not going to say, what's happened? Where's my God? Because he'll be in good shape. So you could say, in a more general sense, like if you're studying Torah, like your bayit is complete. It's not nechrav. In other words, you have the midot right. So whatever happens in life, but the bayit, like the family unit, stays together because you're following the Torah. That's one way to learn. That I would say. All right, you want to say something, Michael? Everybody good? Anybody want to say anything?
This is a nice daf.
Yeah. What do you want?
Hatrifeni, that's a very unusual word. Hatrifeni lechem chuki, as opposed to nosanli lechem chuki.
So what did Rabbi Razor said something on this one?
No, I didn't hear the daf today, but I once heard of shot that hatrifeni is like it's torn off and thrown as opposed to given, but I don't.
So that would that sounds like bad. That sounds like bad.
Yeah, but and the tushdel to that was not to give someone the motzi, but to toss it in front of them.
Like, so you're at the table here. It's like throw. You know, I can't remember. Braunschweig mentioned this pasuk. I don't remember. Something was.
This is the pasuk you say when you're when in Bakasha and Shmona Esrei. In Shema Koleinu, there's that piece.
Oh, for Parnassa?
Parnassa. This is one of the two psukim. Paseches Yodecha. They play off. Paseches Yodecha and Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki. I'm at Selim.
Yeah, I remember Rabbi Braunschweig speaking about this pasuk. I thought it had something to do with Hanukkah, but I'm not sure. Okay. Anybody else? I'm moving on. Okay.
A lot of the Rebbes, they throw the Shiraim gets thrown all over the place.
All right. But Amar Rabbi Yirmi ben Lazar, this we did already also. Okay, he says, but Amar Rabbi Yirmi ben Lazar, Yom Shech Rabbi the Mikdash, Dayelu Lam Shish Tamish B'Shtei Ofiot. You got to mute yourself, Aaron Moshe. I'm hearing noise. He says that from the time the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, it's enough to use two letters, Shem Hashem. Shenamar, Kol HaNeshama Tal Kahaluka. This pasuk we say in Pesukei Dezimra every day, that let every neshama, every, you know, a person prays Ka, Yud K. So it means that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would use the Shem Yud K, Vav K to do Birchas Kohanim. So we don't have that Birchas Kohanim they had in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, but we do have Kol HaNeshama Tal Ka, like let every living person praise Ka. So the two letters Shem Hashem could be used. I'm sure there's more to say about this whole thing. But I'm going to be Yirmiyah ben Lazar, and the Ka Labavel, and the Kalush Cheneha. When Babel was cursed, which it was, so the neighbors were also cursed. In other words, we'll see in a minute. The Kala Shomron, Shomron was cursed. Shomron was the capital of the 10 northern Shvatim. When that was cursed, in Bar Hushchena, the neighbors were blessed. The Kala Babel, and Babel can be a city, and Babel can be in a region. So I think it's going with the city. I'm not sure. The Kala Babel, and the Kalushchena, Babel was cursed. The neighbors were cursed. The thief, the Samtila Murashki Pod, but Agme Mayim. I'll turn Babel into an estate of wild birds and pools of water. It means wild animals are going to inhabit the place, and the wild animals, you know, if it's here, it's going to be all over the place. So everybody suffered. The Kala Shomron in Bar Hu Shechina. When Shomron was cursed, so the Shechinim were blessed. Dichtiv, v'samti Shomron le'iha sadeh. I'll turn Shomron to like a heap in the field. Lamata'ei Karim, a place for planting vineyards. So Shomron became an area of fertile fields, which is a blessing to the neighbors, maybe because it's part of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem was a little bit easier with it. Anyway, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Okay, let me stop the recording. One second.